are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 216-578-0850. That's the way to call us up. Of course, you can always tweet the show at Browns underscore daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35. The Browns practicing today in the rain. Josh McCown looking good from all accounts. We'll find out if that means he is good to go this Sunday against the Steelers. Dante Whitner, Joe Hayden remain in the concussion protocol. We also know Joel Bitonio is out with that ankle injury. Cam Irving will start in his place. Let's go to Leon on his cell phone. Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. I want all the Cleveland fans to know that every great coach, I've been watching football for over 40 years now, every great coach has a great quarterback. And until Cleveland drafts a quarterback that's over, that can see over the line, that can stay in the pocket, pocket pass the quarterback, we're going to be in trouble until then. And what I want to know you guys take on, while we're not having a good quarterback, what is the expectations for Mike Pettine as a coach? What do you expect out of a coach without a good quarterback to do? That's what I got for you guys. Thanks.
Well, listen, we all know that the key to longevity and success in the National Football League for a coach and for a team is to have that quarterback. So, yes, you know that. It is a fact. But we don't know. By the way, I would say, you say, what are you supposed to do? Josh McCown has played plus, has been a plus at that position.
He has.
The issues for this team have not been as much the offense or the quarterback play as it has been the defense this year. And I think everybody would admit that readily in terms of studying this team. So I think it's a little bit of a different, something a little bit different that you have to talk about and have to look at there for what's going on. I don't think it's been the offense's fault predominantly this season, and I don't think it has been the fault of the quarterback, Josh McCown. Johnny Manziel's 1-1. So the good news is if he has to go against this Steelers team, they prepared for similar defense with Tennessee, but the issues haven't been there. To have long-term success, yeah, you need to find your guy, and that's why I want to find out, is Johnny Manziel our guy? If everybody's saying, you're crazy, he can't play. You don't know that he can't play. Does it look necessarily fantastic right now?
No.
But you want to see, can he progress? Can he learn from what we all saw and or read in terms of watching the tape or going through that article that kind of broke the tape down? Can he learn from that and show that improvement so that he can get to the point where he becomes a proficient pocket passer and a guy who is able to read defenses, process information quickly, deliver the ball on time and accurately from the pocket on a consistent basis? Because that's the only way that he is going to make it in this league as a quarterback. Let's go to John in Sandusky. John, welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Oh, not bad. Hey, I got a question. I missed the segment with Jim O'Brien on the defensive side, but I did listen to your guys' analysis of Pittsburgh defense, and you said that their front three basically play every down. Now, why do the Browns substitute so much with their defense? Because sometimes it seems like it gets them in trouble, like in, I believe it was the Denver game, where they were substituting and Peyton Manning quick snapped them a couple of times to get them in penalty situations.
The reason why is for a few reasons. Thank you very much for the call. You want to have a solid rotation to keep guys fresh, with their ability to stop the run consistently and rush the passer, with enough energy and not be gassed trying to get to the quarterback, because we all know what it means when you can affect the passer. You limit what an offense can do. B, and this is coming out of, Mike Pettine's mouth, is they feel like with the luxury of individuals that they have in the defensive line room and in the outside linebackers as well, that they want to put guys in specific roles that suit their skill set in that specific package on that down and distance. So it's trying to get Kruger free on a certain blitz or a certain rush, as opposed to having him in on down where he's going to be a dropper. Even though you have to have him as a dropper from time to time, but it's basically calling a package or defense that plays to the strength of the skill set of the individuals that make up that package.
Well, and it also speaks to the fact that we don't have that bad mofo. If you have a guy that's that good, he doesn't come off the field. And
nope.
Here are just the numbers. So, and this is a pretty good apples-to-apples comparison, as a matter of fact. The leading snap player on the Steelers' defense is Lawrence Timmons, 636 snaps. The leading snap player on the Browns, Carlos Dansby, 628 snaps. So we're talking about 8 plays difference between the number one snap player on these two defenses. The leading defensive line snap player for them is Cameron Hayward, because he is that bad mofo, 559 snaps. That's a lot for a defensive lineman.
Can I guess at just in a within? I'll say if I'm within 30, I win a prize.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the leading defensive line player for the Cleveland Browns played 345 snaps.
What was your plus minus?
30.
We have a winner. The leading defensive line player for the Cleveland Browns, Randy Starks, 332. So they have a guy that they feel is worthy of playing
220
more snaps in 9 games. So that's basically, it's roughly 25 snaps a game more,
right?
Because he is that dominant. Now, Stephon Tuitt, 442, still 100 more than the next closest guy on the Browns. And then you get down to Steve McLennan, who's their nose, who's a pure nose.
Who's a big guy.
255. Because they go into a lot of rotation. So they've got 559, they've got 442, and then they've got 255. For the Browns, you've got Starks 332, Shelton 304, Hughes 284, Dez 284, Meter 237, Cooper 182. So you don't have that guy. If you have that guy, you play that guy. Clearly the Browns don't feel like they have that guy, despite the investment that has been made
right in
that
defensive line. That's the point that I was going to make. If you have that guy and you pay that guy, you get your money's worth.
Well,
he is on the field.
You're paying Dez Bryant, who I think has been our best defensive lineman. You're paying him, I believe, $8 million this year. So I'd like to see more of him. Danny Shelton, I'd like to see more. I think sometimes the packaging, you know, that's an interesting thing. And so if you were to look, and people will say, okay, well, that's just one team versus one team. Okay, so let's look by position, and let's look at 3-4 defensive ends in the National Football League. None have played more than Cam Hayward, okay? And Randy Starks, 332. Again, these are only 3-4 defensive ends, so it doesn't cover the whole spectrum. But Randy Starks, 332, ranks 22nd. 22nd.
Among 3-4 DNs.
Out of 56.
Or defensive linemen.
Yes, so there's 56 of them that have played 25% of the snaps. So of those 56, the Browns guys, number one is 22, 26, 25, 26. The Pittsburgh guys are number one and number eight. Houston, J.J. Watt, number two. Jared Krick, number five. Indianapolis, Kendall Lankford, 497. Henry Anderson, 453, number four and number seven. When you've got the guys, you play them. This says to me the Browns like their rotation because they don't feel they don't have a guy that they can't afford to take off the field. The Steelers clearly feel that they cannot afford to take Cam Hayward or to take Stephon Tuitt, for that matter, off of the field. And I think that is the biggest difference. And I think when you look at production and you wonder why it maybe isn't on that level, Dez Bryant, I apologize, $7 million this year. Kruger, 8.2 along that defense. So that's where it is. I mean, people talk about this defense being expensive. Joe Hayden, $11.7 million this year. Paul Kruger, $8.2 million this year. Dez Bryant, $7 million this year. Dante Whitner, $7 million. Tremont, $6.5 million. Dansby, $5.5 million. Barkevious Mingo, $4.5 million. Randy Starks, $3 million. That's a lot of money. Justin Gilbert, $3 million. That's a lot of money on that defensive side of the ball. Now, in terms of production, I do think Dez Bryant has played well, but he's not going to be able to match the production of a guy like Cam Hayward playing 250 snaps
comparable? Yeah.
Can't do it. So it's an interest. It's part of it, I believe, is philosophy, and then part of it is that they don't have that bad mamma jamma. Shut your mouth. And there it is. All right, we got one more time for one more. Let's go Mike in Youngstown. Mike, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
As usual. Hey, I got two things. One kind of irks me. I just, and I know it's probably dead and over with, but I just can't believe that Aaron calls you two unprofessional. When all he does is on his show sits there and calls people's names the whole show. He's the one that's not very professional.
Well, at least he's consistent because he calls us names. So, you know.
Well, but yeah, but you know what? You guys are on the same station. You know, I'm not saying everybody's going to get along because you can't do that. But I just think it's very unprofessional of him to sit and nitpick over 30 seconds because be 30 seconds longer that we don't have to hear him. The question I have for you guys
is... So we're up to give 230 now.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And no disrespect to Emmett, because I love Emmett. I got a question. And this refers to another one of the shows. Why do they keep bringing up, and the people, which I can't understand, you would act like McCown, whoever we want to see a quarterback, you would think McCown is the worst quarterback in the NFL. All these losses are blamed on him. You guys keep going over and over and over, no matter who you want to see play, that McCown is not the reason we're losing. I just don't understand how people just pick something and they stay with it.
I
love listening to your show. It helps me out when I'm in the car all day. And
appreciate it.
Have a good time, guys.
Thank you very much. All right. He's been patient. Your friend. Stan the man.
I can't believe, you know what? I was about ready to get him on, and then...
He dropped. Probably heard me say I had time for one more. I didn't realize Stan the man was there, and then I saw it, and my tears had grown cold, and I wondered why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain did cloud up my window today, though. I couldn't see it all. All right. I guess we'll be back with the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo, when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.